This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 45 for Thursday, September 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are mixed Thursday morning, lacking any clear direction. After posting losses for most of the past week, canola was due for some consolidation from a chart standpoint. Canola down 3 to up $4, November up $4.10 at $894.90 per ton. While seasonal harvest pressure would normally weigh on prices at this time of year, this year's drought cut into production and confirmation of the low yields as the harvest progresses is providing support. Chicago soybean and soy oil futures had traded to both sides of unchanged overnight, but are moving higher Thursday morning, and that's providing some spillover support for canola. But Idea's canola is overpriced compared to other vegetable oils did pressure the market, keeping it in a narrow range. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher while wheat is turning mixed. Soybeans up 8 cents in the November contract at $12.85 per bushel. Ongoing concerns over a slowdown in exports out of the Gulf of Mexico in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida did keep some pressure on the bean market, as did the relatively favorable Midwestern growing conditions. But soybeans were due for a move higher after recent losses, with good export demand providing support today. In addition to solid weekly export sales of 2.1 million tons, the USDA also announced a flash sale of 126,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Corn is also higher despite the improving U.S. crop prospects and export delays out of the U.S. Gulf Coast. The December contract up a half cent at $5.23 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales did include net reductions of 300,000 tons of old crop business, but 1.2 million tons of new crop sales. Wheat, it is mixed. Minneapolis down 3 cents in the December contract at $8.95 per bushel, but the winter wheat's higher. Kansas City up 2 cents in December at $7.06 per bushel, and Chicago up 4 cents at $7.18 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of just under 300,000 tons were up on both the week and the four-week average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.